Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. This week, it's Post Boredom. Our loud and local band of the week, Post Boredom. You want to find out how you get the music, where they be playing, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Really digging them. I heard them on with Kevin on Loud and Local last week, which was pretty awesome. Heard a bunch of their music, and they're going to be playing November 30th over at Substation. New record came out last month titled Ritualistic Time Abuser.
Oh, I'll tell you, you like new music, I'm saying. Well, that Loud and Local. Hey, I can speak.
Woo!
If you like the new music, everybody.
You like
loud
new music?
Loud and Local. Sunday nights at 8 o'clock with Kevin and the gang. That's right, Loud and Local, Sunday nights on The Rock, where you hear bands like Post Boredom.
On this quote unquote Blue Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Blue-ish Friday.
Yeah, it's, you know,
it's Blue Friday. Yeah, I mean, any Friday can be a Blue Friday if you wear blue.
Season.
No, actually, not any Friday can be a Blue Friday.
What?
Not the season, it's not a Blue Friday.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you can have it be Blue Friday in August.
Okay.
Well, it's preseason at that point.
Where are these rules? Wait, let me find, hand over this handbook.
Yeah, is there a Blue Friday handbook?
Celebrate Blue Friday.
Well, I think the Hawks actually tried to spell it out for you last week. You wouldn't refuse.
So I don't know who can tell you the rules.
If the Hawks can't tell you, who can?
That social media person over there, I don't trust them.
You don't trust them? They're tweeting from the official.
Yeah, I trust Blitz more than the social media account for the Seahawks.
First off, Rev is arguing with you, even though he was on your side at the beginning.
I don't even know what's happening.
I know. I can't talk to either one of you idiots because you're both. We'll just
argue. You're right.
Just
kind of all right, well then, have fun talking to Vicky.
Yay.
Yeah, I will have fun talking to Vicky. I will.
Well, you can do that afterwards.
We'll both show you that we'll have lots of fun.
Vicky's too busy looking at Mariah Carey memes right now.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Oh, well.
So it's 2019.
Yeah. Yes. See, that's why I'll have fun talking with Vicky. There won't be any conversation. I'll just get to do what I want to do. She won't say anything.
Well, let's get to our contestant today. We've got Joe and Sumner. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Playing for tickets to check out the Black Keys at the Tacoma Dome on November 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Joe will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Joe, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Born ready.
All right.
Okay.
According to Greek mythology, what item of Pandora's was opened and unleashed all of the evils of the world?
Pandora's box.
Yes. What is the largest Scandinavian country by area?
Finland?
No.
Sweden.
Yes. The Australian Open is a notable Grand Slam event for what sport?
Soccer.
No.
Rugby.
No.
Football?
No. What is the slowest animal in the world?
Sloth.
Yes. How many heart chambers does a human have?
4.
Yes. Cornucopia translates to horn of what?
Hope.
No.
I passed.
What year did Edgar Martinez retire?
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
2000?
No.
99.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Joe on hold.
Him on hold. I don't know if he's like working over there.
Oh, I hung up. Well, no, he's on hold. Okay.
Okay. I'll have you hung up on him. I saw
Sometimes if you have the AirPods in, they pick up everything. I've heard about that with the having AirPods.
So. Okay. That was,
yeah, everything he was doing. He might have just thought, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. But
yeah, it was smashing into my ears. Driving
technology
insane.
And the problems they present.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look who it is.
Oh, it's Steve.
Walking in with some swagger.
I know. Look at that.
Swag, just like he's Mick Jagger. That was more of a, I just looked at someone post something stupid on Facebook and I was disgusted by the post look on my face.
Wait.
Someone posted something stupid on Facebook.
What?
Can you believe it?
No.
Shocking.
Crazy.
Right. Hopefully.
And I had that face like, oh.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't distract you too much on that one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's do this.
According to Greek mythology, what item of Pandora's was opened and unleashed all of the evils of the world?
Thank you, Rev, for this question.
Her box. Yes. What is the largest Scandinavian country by area?
Czechoslovakia.
No.
Norway.
No.
Switzerland.
No. The Australian Open is a notable Grand Slam event for which
tennis.
Sport? Yes. What is the slowest animal in the world?
A turtle.
No.
A slug.
No.
Steve Miggs.
No. How many heart chambers does a human have?
4.
Yes. Cornucopia translates to horn of what?
Corn.
No. Horn of corn?
Horn of fun.
No.
Horns of plenty?
Yes.
What did he say?
He
plenty
said,
of horns. Horns of plenty.
What year did Edgar Martinez retire?
I'm going to go 2015.
No.
2014.
No.
I can't do this math.
2013. No.
2012?
No. Which band had the hit song Should I Stay or Should I Go in 82?
Should I Stay or Should I Go Now? That's The Clash.
Yes. Joe Cool is an alter ego of which Peanuts cartoon character?
Snoopy.
Yes.
Joe
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win 6-4.
I'm nitpicked slightly, but doesn't matter. He won.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have won on Wheel of Fortune.
Well,
no, because there's no S in that. It's
but
not
he
horns.
Said horns of plenty.
And it's not.
But I said cornucopia translates to horn of what?
Yeah, and he said horns of plenty.
But, yeah, he said plenty, which was the word I was looking for, and he didn't put an S on the plenty.
All right, I suppose I'll.
See, that's the why. That's where I was. I understand your nitpick, but. Yeah.
Did I win by more than one?
You did, yes.
Okay,
so it doesn't matter. So
that's why I said I wasn't going to do
it.
I think BJ's kind of. I understand where BJ's coming from. I should have kept my stupid fat mouth shut and just said plenty.
Yeah.
But I think I'll lie.
And honestly, I was just saying that to be a dweeb.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was the answer. Like, legitimately was
really?
Just being a goof. Because I was like, horns are plenty.
And then I was like,
Yeah, I think it would be allowed.
Yeah.
It really threw me off that I got that right.
I misunderstood the question.
It threw me off that you got it right, too. Yeah. I don't know why I knew that.
I don't know either.
Well, you should know that. It's like an old school thing. A cornucopia is a horn of plenty.
Yeah. It's a Thanksgiving thing. You always see it during this time.
You and I probably should know it. I don't know if the younger kids are caring anymore or even taught about it.
Yeah, is it even like, do people even have centerpieces for their Thanksgiving dinners anymore?
I don't think people even sit down. Joey doesn't even want to sit down and have Thanksgiving dinner. He wants to have it at the counter.
What? I'd rather have it on the couch watching football.
See?
Good call, yeah.
Nobody wants to do a sit-down meal.
Aww. And if there's like, if the Bunny Ranch has Thanksgiving, do they call it a hornopopia?
Sure. Yeah, we'll let you have that one.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to let him have it. Would you repeat that again? The horn of what are you?
Horn of... I don't know.
Hornopopia? I don't even get it.
Horn of... Whore.
Oh, a whore.
He's trying.
Necopia.
Oh, so you weren't saying it right. You were saying hornopopia.
I don't know.
What does that have to do with the Pope?
It's a bad dad joke. I really can't do hooker... dad jokes anyway, so I gotta remove that from my
head. Oh, I see. You're really practicing for when the little one comes.
Yeah, working on my dad jokes.
You're working on your dad jokes.
But that's
okay.
A bad one.
You can't say horophobia.
This is why you suss it out now.
Yeah. Yes.
So I understand where you're going with that.
And Joe, fix that in post, please. Get rid of that whole thing.
Can somebody please get the concussion protocol tent in this room?
I know, yeah, right?
We all need it this morning. We really do.
Friday is weird. Yeah. Sweden is largest skating.
It's good in my head, man. It really is a good joke in my head. It came out awful.
Oh, I know it was a good joke in your head. There's no... We understand you have many great ideas.
I was going to say maybe pornucopia.
Oh, that's a good one.
Word.
Pornucopia is the best one.
But I was thinking about whores, brothel.
I know. You're trying to get the whore in there.
Look, yeah, buddy.
I don't think it's going to work out for you.
You got to give it up.
All right.
Just give it. Yeah, it's. I think. Yeah, it's, I'm sorry.
Sweden is the largest Scandinavian country. Joe knew that one.
He did.
He also knew that the sloth, not Steve Miggs, is the slowest animal in the world, though.
Steve comes in second. Close second.
This one.
Sloth. That's what I was trying to think of. I couldn't think of it.
Now I'm going to ask you this question again.
Yes.
What year did Edgar Martinez retire?
What trying to think, because he needs to be retired for 5 years in order for, so 2015?
No, way earlier
2010.
Than that.
He qualified for the last year in the Hall of Fame, and I think you get 20 years before they say, right?
Why do I feel like he played just recently?
He did not.
No, 2004.
My brain is completely
2004.
Fried.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah,
maybe it's a 10-year window or something like that. I think you don't get qualified until 5 years, and then you got 10 years before they will, like...
You know it better than I do.
I think that's what it is. Baseball's weird.
It is.
I think you have to wait 5 years before you can go in, and then you have a 10-year window that if they keep asking,
and this was his last year, right?
Yeah, so that would make about 15 years then. That would make sense.
Gosh, I don't know why. It seems like it wasn't that long ago.
2004, dude.
No,
I know. Is that insane?
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
Gosh, those were the days.
Those were the days.
I mean, really. 2004, man.
So it says Edgar's question was misleading. He retired as a player and then retired as a coach.
What?
That's a stretch, but I'm going with it. That guy's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. congratulations, everybody. Hey, we all know that cooking fish in the workplace microwave is a bad idea.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I didn't know that. But does that person who does it deserve to be fired for it? Did this really happen? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about it at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. If you're on Twitter this morning, you might see the hashtag, and then I was fired. That's trending pretty high. And some of the highlights for folks that have posted on the and then I was fired hashtag. I cooked fish in the microwave, and yes, you should have been fired.
Yup.
Oh. Yeah, you really should be. You can't
be. It depends on the fish.
You really. There's no fish that smells good.
Yeah, what fish is going to be okay, Steve?
I feel like salmon is less obnoxious than tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still any fish is fish.
Fish sticks?
Oh,
Ooh.
You know, you want a fish stick.
That's a really good question. I don't know. I usually people fry them. I don't know. People put fish sticks in the microwave?
I hope not.
Or reheat them?
Bake them in the oven or something.
Like fish and chips? What about fish and chips?
What about fish and chips, aye?
Aye.
Yeah. That's right. Get yourself some fish and chips. I'm sorry. You can't be cooking anything that's really highly aromatic. I love Indian food, but man, you cook Indian food. Some people just not a big fan of that in the microwave because that goes all over the office too, though.
I do that. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody could hate the smells of Indian food, but some people do.
It's too good, man. No one ever gets annoyed with it. The only thing is everyone's like, I want some of that, please.
Yeah. That's good.
I would like some.
But fish, for some reason, just, you know, depending on the kind, does permeate the air. And tuna tastes so good. But I remember I used to get those cans of tuna that we had in that market that we had. Mm-hmm. But even you could smell it. You're like, oh, why does it have to smell this way? Because it tastes so damn good.
Can't be that guy or that girl. I don't know about getting fired for it, but definitely stop doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised the death penalty didn't happen.
Dude, I'm looking at the hashtag and one of them, I'm like, I'm so glad I don't work at this person's workplace. I fell asleep during the meeting and then I was fired.
Oh, dude, you'd be so gone.
I would have been fired like 10 times this year.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, the hashtag and then I was fired trending on Twitter. So we want to know from you, what is your and then I was fired story? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We want to know, what is your and then I was fired story? What is the dumbest reason you were fired? Your calls, your texts after Nirvana on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. People are sharing the dumbest reason they ever get fired on Twitter right now. The hashtag is, and then I was fired, so we want to know from you. When was your and then I was fired hashtag story? More so, actually, what's the dumbest reason you were fired? Not so much the when, but the why. Why? What happened? Let's go to Nia, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Nia in Auburn, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nia. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
So, I was working at Valvoline Auto Care, and it was right after New Year's, 2018, and a customer had asked me how my New Year's was, and they said, oh, it wasn't as bad as it was last year. So she asked me what happened, so of course I told her. Well, I got really plastered at Bourbon Jack's and somehow managed to drive home, and we stopped at McDonald's and I hit a boulder and my cousin thought it was a human, and I managed to make it home the rest of the way. And when I woke up the next day, I thought I left my car and my keys at the bar, but I didn't. But when I told this story to the customer, apparently it made her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she complained. Nia, so then I got fired a week later.
Nia, how old were you when when this happened?
This was very beginning of 2018, so I was 25
when
it happened.
So that's a big lesson you learned. Look, I mean, look, people make mistakes in their life, and of course, driving drunk is a big mistake. But you can't tell that story to anybody because they're going to be judgy as all hell.
What's the lesson you learned? Was the lesson not to share the story, or was the lesson not to be an idiot and drive drunk?
See, Steve is being judgy as all hell.
Okay. No, I'm about to fire her for this. I mean, it's just so stupid.
I have the same reaction you do. I do.
Yeah.
I really do. But I also know that people do make mistakes, and when they get so plastered, they do black out, and they don't even know what they're doing.
And I'm glad nobody got hurt.
I am very happy for that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand why someone's cringing while you're telling this story, because I'm cringing listening.
But see, my problem with this is that when Nia's sober, she kind of doesn't know what the hell she's doing, because she didn't even realize that that was not a story to tell.
Yeah.
I was being honest.
See, Nia, you don't even get it. You right as I'm speaking to you, this is the thing that bothers me, is that even I'm not too sure if it was being drunk or how do I say this? Or if Nia just doesn't get it. If she's just like, there's certain things in life that Nia doesn't have a clue about. You know what I mean, Steve? People blame being drunk for doing stupid things. But the fact that Nia would tell that story and not know the state of society today and know that I really shouldn't tell this story because it's I'm not going to look good.
I was raised by somebody who doesn't care if he offends anybody. So I have the same mindset, and it just... I didn't bother me that I told the story. No, I'm mad that I got fired for it.
So, Nia,
how about this weekend you just stay away from vehicles?
Yeah. And Nia.
Yeah.
Now, you were raised by somebody, so this is your father, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do for you. And if your father doesn't like that I'm going to do this for you, then, well, you know what? You need to stop paying attention to him because he's an idiot.
Because this is your new daddy,
This
BJ.
Is your new daddy.
Meet your new daddy. Yeah. His name is BJ.
And this is what I do. I'm your new daddy. This is what I do.
All right, daddy, BJ.
Okay, so, Nia, it's not so much you're offending anybody. The story makes you look bad. And as you're trying to make your way in life to be successful and to have a great life, you know, perception's reality. You don't want to look bad is all I'm saying. So I would tell you as my daughter, honey, don't tell stories that make you look bad in certain situations where you'll get fired or people will treat you badly. That's what I mean. I don't care if you offend somebody. Offending somebody is one thing. But if it adversely affects your own career path and your own success path, then I would say, honey, don't tell those stories if it's going to ruin your path. You see the difference?
Well, I didn't think it was going to because it didn't.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't.
Nina, you're not listening to your father.
Honey, you're clueless. That's why.
Dad, okay?
If you knew that it was wrong, you wouldn't have done it. But see, I want to have a conversation with your father and say, why did he even try to raise you? He should have let wolves raise you. You would have had a better shot.
All right, mom already says I was raised by animals.
Okay, well, there we go.
Well, tell your mom about your new daddy, BJ.
Yeah, tell your mom. All right, well, Nia, thank you for listening. Don't drive drunk.
Just don't drive.
Yeah, don't drive.
You sound like you're a little bit of a liability behind the wheel, even sober. But all right.
I agree. I totally agree, Steve. I mean, I don't think it was the alcohol.
I'm shocked she didn't want you to be her father.
Yeah, well, I don't think she could live with me as a father. And I don't think I could because, you know, she's just a wild child. She's really raised by animals.
She sounds like she likes to party.
Yeah, sounds like she likes to get after it. And it's,
I bet she wears leopard skin print shirts all the time.
Oh, wow, you really, look at you.
I just have a theory that anyone who wears leopard print, like man or female, they just like to party.
Well, see, my wife did for a while. She wore some leopard print stuff. Yeah, she did like to party.
She
liked to
party.
Yeah. And you know what? She doesn't like to party anymore. Doesn't wear the leopard. You know what? Doesn't wear the leopard anymore.
Whenever I see someone wearing like some kind of like leopard print shirt, I look at them like, you definitely like to party. I know it.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I think that when I see any woman dressed in any kind of leopard print shoes or pants or top, yeah, I think that they like to party.
Yeah. Especially the grannies that wear the leopard print. Oh, I'm like,
they partied. Years of partying.
Oh, yeah. They have many years under their belt, and if you get them at the right mood, they'll continue to party.
I will break a hip with that bee.
Here's the text of the day. BJ, you can be my daddy.
Oh, there we go. See, I'll be somebody's daddy. And here's what we do. All right. Let's go to Rick in Des Moines. Rick in Des Moines, you are on the rock.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Rick. How about you? What was the dumbest reason you were fired?
I was camping out down at Saltwater Park, working at a local business down there. I took a box of ice down to the campground. I come on back, and the boss says, oh, we got to let you go. You're stealing ice.
You got fired for stealing ice?
Yes, sir.
Oh, are you supposed to pay for it? I mean, did you know you were supposed to pay for it, or you just assume what's the big deal?
I was the head cook.
Oh,
I thought maybe then so I was, you know, putting out all the food to a little bit of ice down at the campground wouldn't hurt too much.
Yeah, you got to wonder about the relationship people have with. Do you think they were just looking for a reason? That's a dumb reason to be fired.
I think they were just kind of looking for. Like, to me, that was the dumbest thing I've ever been. Well, I've never been fired for really too much stuff. So
I have a stupid question. Like a bag of ice that they were buying, or was it just like an ice machine?
I took an empty box, like an empty. It was a pizza restaurant, so I took one of the empty tomato sauce boxes. Not too big, held two cans.
And you filled it with ice?
Yeah.
See, well, that's ridiculous. Like that.
Would you fire someone for taking water?
How much does it cost? Yeah, how much does it cost them to make that ice?
You know, it probably cost them a quarter. I don't know.
It's the principle.
We've got a big machine that just pumps it out all day long.
I got news for you.
I
appreciate the call, Rick, but I think they were after him.
Yeah, first he steals ice. Next thing you know, he's stealing the owner's car. You just never know what's going to happen.
Because the cook is one of the most important jobs of a joint. And if the cook is good, you just let the cook do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and which, by the way, we know a lot of restaurants do. A lot of these cooks, you know what? Steve, they're wearing leopard print shirts. Let's just say that.
Like
a lot
the
of the chefs and the cooks in the world. And as long as they're making it happen, you can do what you want. You can probably kill people as long as you're putting out the food the right way. Right, Vic?
Yep.
Yeah, Vicky knows. She used to be in the business. Yep, she knows what's up. Let's go to Chris in Bellevue. Chris, you are on the rock. Hold on, Chris. We're going to get you now. There you are.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Yep. How about you? What was your hashtag and then I was fired story?
I threw a concrete mixer at my boss.
There we go. Sounds hard.
That's not like stealing ice, so I don't understand why he fired you for that.
I mean, it didn't hit him, so I feel like it was...
Oh, well, all right. When you say through a concrete mixer, how heavy are these things?
It was probably a couple hundred pounds.
Okay, and you could pick it up yourself and throw it, or did you use some sort of machine?
I'm like 6'6", 250.
Okay, wow. And so you're on, is it on the job site? You're just pissed?
I was working at Lowe's, and this graveyard manager, who I didn't directly report to, kept hounding me and writing me about stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So he was still running his mouth as he was walking away, and I picked up the mixer and threw it about 25 feet. it split up. It didn't hit him. But then the store manager called me, and he's like, yeah, we got to let you go because of this. And I was like, I didn't do that. And he showed me the video, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
I kind of did do that.
Yeah, and I'm lying to boot. Any chance at all that I'm a good liar, at least, or at least, you know, I'll lie for you if you need a guy to lie for you. Yeah, you're done.
It's kind of cool to watch.
Yeah. I bet it was. And look, could you get a copy of the video? I feel like, look, you can
wish.
Fire me, but can I have a copy of that, please?
Yeah, I want to put that on YouTube, but, you know, because I think it was pretty awesome, you know, that I threw a 200-pound concrete mixer. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, he should have said, you know what, shot puts for you, kid. I'll sign you up for the Olympics, you see?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, see?
You know, when you're at an entry-level job, and I assume, I don't know, I mean, when you work in retail... Yeah, all bets are off in retail. You, as a manager, you got to figure out how to be cool to folks that are in retail because they're not making a lot of money. It's probably not going to be their final destination. And yeah, they're going to throw a concrete mixer at you if you're really an idiot because this is your final destination. And that's, you know, you got to figure that out.
This might be the best text of the day. My wife was fired for falling asleep on the toilet. They found her after 20 minutes of searching.
Okay. Yeah.
That sucks.
That does suck. Though, I mean...
How tired are you that you fall asleep, dude?
Oh, dude, I do.
I have.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish, by the way, that
you guys
the airlines...
need to get some naps in your lives.
Well, yep. If I can't fall asleep on a plane unless I go into the bathroom. Like, if they would let me just stay in that bathroom, I could actually fall asleep.
It's the most uncomfortable room ever.
I know. I don't understand why, but
how does that work?
Because I get tired on the toilet. I don't understand.
I get tired.
I think Garth Brooks wrote a song about that. Yeah.
And that's what I say.
I know, dude. It's the dumbest thing in the world. But that's the only way I could sleep on a plane is if they let me just stay in the toilet. And you're right. It's not the greatest place to be. But I sometimes get drowsy. I get lost in thought. And then I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. Other people got to be using this bathroom.
Oh, lost in the sauce. Yeah.
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 Well, I don't want to put it that way. Let's go to Michael in Arlington. Michael, how about you? You are on the rock.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Michael. What was your dumb reason for getting fired?
Well, now that I think about it, I have two, but the one that I told Rev about was when I was in the Navy, I was standing at the front of our group during our, like, morning, like, pre-work meeting, and I started falling asleep to the point that one of my leaders, I remember him, like, pointing me out, like, hey, somebody wake him up.
Dude.
And
you do not want to fall asleep in the military.
There, and then... Yeah.
So what kind of punishment did you get for that? Because that would be the worst place to fall asleep is anywhere in the military.
That one was my, like, third strike in the Navy. Before that, I had shoplifted, and I was late to, like, a work event. So that was, like, the third strike for me.
Oh.
So I got kicked out after that one.
Oh, damn, dude.
And then the text that Steve got reminds me of a security job that I had in Seattle. I got there on time in the morning, took the bus and everything, got to the office, and I had just become a new father, and I fell asleep in the bathroom and woke up like an hour into my shift with people looking for me.
You know, sleeping problem, bro.
Michael, take it from a pro. If you have multiple and then I got fired stories, you know what I mean? Take
You're
it
doing
from
good.
A pro.
You're doing good, Michael.
That wasn't going to be what I tell him. I was like, you know, you got to take a look at your life. Because the hashtag, and then I was fired story, you can't have too many of them. That means, you know what, your career path is really rocky.
That just means you got to start your own business.
Oh, is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably should have done that then. Because you know what, I got a lot of these hashtag and then I was fired stories. You all know them. Hell, some of you actually witnessed them 20 years ago because it's my 20th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, buddy. And 3 months
today's
later.
Today's the day?
Today's the day.
Wow.
And then 4 months from now or so, maybe with a little, you know, I will be fired or at least put on sabbatical.
So we should celebrate that day.
Yeah, we should.
We take that day off.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
We should celebrate in full form because it was 8 months before I got back. So we should take 8 months sabbatical.
Wow. I mean, it is the 20-year anniversary. I think it's the right thing to do.
I will take the 8 months off, celebrate the greatness, and then how I came back in November of, it'll be November 2020. That'll be a welcome back.
Sweet.
So in March of 2020.
You take 8 months off?
Take me 8 months off. What do you think? Who likes that idea?
I feel like then we can finish this topic with, and then I was fired.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, how about this poor bastard? This guy got put in jail for 6 months, all because he burped. I'll tell you all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.